All right, folks, welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win. Your daily dose of inspiration to conquer the to-do list and level up your life, all before your coffee even gets cold. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood hype man, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, 1 5-minute chunk at a time. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating empathy and compassion for yourself. Now, I know what you're thinking, Asher, self-love is so cliche. But hear me out. This isn't about being some narcissistic Pinterest queen or anything like that. It's about building a genuine, unshakable foundation of understanding and kindness towards yourself. Think of it as treating your inner voice with the same respect and care you'd offer your best friend. Because let's be real, we all deserve a little TLC, right? So, how do we actually cultivate this self-love magic? Buckle up, because I'm dropping 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will change the game. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that nagging voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, that little gremlin needs a timeout. The first step to self-compassion is acknowledging this inner critic and recognizing its often unhelpful commentary. Instead of letting it dictate your worth, start treating those negative thoughts like weather forecasts. Acknowledge them, but don't let them rain on your parade. 2. Practice self-forgiveness. You're human, mistakes are inevitable. But that doesn't mean you have to carry the weight of every blunder forever. Learn to forgive yourself for past slip-ups and focus on growth instead of dwelling on imperfections. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's how we get back up that counts. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves a high five. Whether it's finally conquering that challenging workout or simply making your bed in the morning, yes, that counts. Take a moment to celebrate your wins and acknowledge your progress. You're doing amazing things. 4. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are fantastic. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly make you feel good. Whether it's reading a captivating book, taking a mindful walk in nature, or simply indulging in a cup of tea while listening to your favorite music, make time for activities that bring you joy and replenish your energy. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you are grateful for, big and small. This could be anything from the warmth of the sun on your skin to the love of your family and friends. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus towards the positive, boosting your overall well-being and making you more resilient in the face of challenges. Okay, now let's talk about a real-life scenario that might resonate with you. Picture this. You're working on a big project at work, and everything feels overwhelming. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and you're starting to feel that familiar wave of stress creep in. Your inner critic chimes in, saying things like you're not good enough or this is all too much. What do you do? Here's the thing. Instead of getting swept away by those negative thoughts, take a moment to practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings, it's okay to feel stressed. Then, offer yourself some kindness and support. Remind yourself that you're capable and resourceful. You've got this. Break down the project into smaller, manageable tasks, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember progress over perfection. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to cultivate empathy and compassion for yourself. It's not about becoming a self-absorbed superstar, it's about building a solid foundation of kindness and understanding that empowers you to face life's challenges with confidence and grace. And remember, folks, self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and never underestimate the power of your own inner strength. Now go out there and rock this day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little self-love boost and leave a review if you found it helpful. See you tomorrow for another 5 minutes to win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.